Welcome, everyone, to our Sunday School Presentation Sunday. The kids have been working for a couple weeks on their presentation. They're really excited to share with you the birth of Jesus in two different ways today. We're going to have two different plays. The first one in your bulletin you can see is called It's Not the Last Straw, and that's going to be performed by our grade 3 to grade 6 class with some help with the youth group as well. And then we're going to have another one called Hey, A Stable Experience, and that's going to be put on by the kindergarten to grade 2 class. So I hope you enjoyed it. As you can see, you have a bulletin in front of you, but we've done some changing, so please don't follow along in that. We're going to get you to follow along with the screen, and that's going to be the way that you'll know what's coming next. Okay, so...
sort of see.
Can you see the screen? Oh, dear.
Oh, well, it'll be fine.
All right. There's the two hymns that you're going to see, Go Tell It on the Mountain and Joy to the World, are going to be the ones you're going to need to follow along with, and that is right in your, for the number in your hymnal, so you can follow along with that. So we need to do announcements. Do you at the back? So library news. There's a display of Christmas books in the library. Take a peek and sign out one to enjoy. If you're aware of a family in need of a food hamper this Christmas, please speak to Pastor Ian in confidence. Christmas Eve candlelight carol service is Friday, December 24th at 7 p.m.
And Laurie has an announcement.
Good morning. This is with regards to the grad class of 2011. We were selling poinsettias at Winterfest, and I think we got a little overzealous in how many we ordered. We thought a lot more would go. So we have poinsettias at a discounted cost of $10, and if you are interested in a poinsettia, I have some left, quite a few. So see me after church.
Thank you, Laurie. I wanted to say that there will be candy bags for the children after church. Pastor Ian and Iris are going to hand those out. And we decided to do that because when I was growing up, that was a big deal after, I can't remember if it was the musical evening or something. Anyway, it made an impression on me, so we decided to do that for the kids this time. Yes. Oh, sure. Sorry, Bill. And we've turned the heat down, in case anybody's wondering, because I was burning up. So the heat is down. So hopefully it's cooled off by the end of the service. All right, Ian, I'd like to ask you to come up, please.
Good morning. Warm welcome to everyone. It's great to see everyone here today. Special welcome to anyone who's visiting our church. It's good to see each and every one of you. And it's good to see this group of people in there. Night attire. If you recognize a bathrobe. It's great to be in the house of the Lord on the Lord's Day. Shall we just worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness, and we start with a few brief moments of silence. Gracious Lord, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us together for this time of worship and fellowship. As we lift high the name of Jesus in worship and praise, we pray that you will speak to each of our hearts, and that we all may hear your voice and be inspired to be your presence here in the world around us. We ask you, gracious Father, to bless our young people and our children as they present their Christmas service. And may we be reminded of your words, that in you we must be as trusting and faithful as children are, in order to enter your kingdom. We are conscious, Father, as we meet, of those not able to be here today. And as we ask your blessing upon them, we pray also for those whom we care about, whom you have laid upon our hearts to pray for. Holy Father, bless us as we meet as your church family. Fill our hearts and our homes with your mercy and peace. And in the days ahead, May we be faithful disciples of our Savior, our blessed Savior, in whose precious name we now pray, as we pray as he taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. I am happy to put you into the safe hands of our Sunday school and youth. Thank you.
We will just have a few words of scripture. Andy and I kind of hummed and hawed about what to choose for our scripture verses this time. We were going to originally go with the traditional story of Jesus' birth in Luke, but decided to shorten it a bit just so that we can focus on the prophecy of Jesus' coming and how God kept his promise and he will keep all of his promises to us. So the first verse that we are going to say, sorry, that I'm going to say, is Isaiah chapter 7, verses 14. Out of the King James Version, because that's what we're all quite used to hearing. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. And then the second verse is from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. We hope that you see some of that today in our kids.
Jesus was born in a stable. He would be laid in a manger with a bed made of straw. A handful of tiny seed. These little seeds, left isolated and away from soil, sun, and water, would remain tiny. However, Jesus reminded us that little things like seeds can become big things when God is behind them. Jesus' teachings were once known by only a few, but are now known by millions over the world.
When this wheat was planted, some of the seed landed on fertile land or rock, while other seeds found rich soil and grew in strong plants.
Jesus said, when we plant ourselves in God's love, we grow strong and have the ability to withstand the many storms and droughts that we may face in life.
When this wheat started growing, it grew up next to other plants, and some of these plants were weeds.
The farmer waits until harvest, when it is easier to separate the wheat from the weeds. He selects the wheat and throws away the weeds. Jesus said that at the end of one's time on earth, God selects those to join him in heaven and sets aside the weeds.
When this wheat was harvested, some of it became flour and was turned into bread.
On at least two occasions, Jesus took a small number of loaves, prayed to God, and fed thousands of people. Jesus told us that he is the bread of life. He feeds our spirits, and those that come to him will never be hungry.
When this wheat grew up, it bore fruit and produced seeds aplenty.
Okay.
Jesus taught us that God is happiest when we bloom and bear fruit by helping others, praying, reading the Bible, and spreading the word of God.
When the wheat was harvested, some of it became bread for special occasions called communion.
On at least two occasions, Jesus took a small number of loaves, prayed to God, and fed thousands of people. Jesus told us that he is the bread of life. He feeds our spirits, and those that come to him will never be hungry.
When some of this wheat was harvested, it was bagged and went to markets.
Some farmers would be tempted by greed to mix chaff with the wheat and lie about its contents. Jesus reminds us that God sees what's in our hearts and is not fooled by our outer appearances. He warns us that greed and possession can ruin one's soul.
When this wheat was harvested, some of it was saved as seed to grow more wheat in the spring.
These little seeds, though seemingly dead, possess the ability to be reborn and sprout to life. This reminds us that Jesus died, was buried, and on the third day rose from the dead, then ascended into heaven.
You will find a baby there laying in a manger.
With the birth of baby Jesus, God forever changed the world. For all, there would never be a last straw, an end. Through the belief in Jesus and the following of his life's teachings, God offered all of us hope and life everlasting. Glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth to all.
We're not doing the singing today, but today is the third Sunday of Advent, the Sunday of joy. Our joy is in God and in his Son, Jesus Christ. Like peace, joy is a gift from God. It overtakes us and fills us when we remember what God has done and what he promises to do. We light this candle today to remind us that Christ came and is coming so that all people might have a rich and abundant life. We thank God for the hope he gives us, for the peace he bestows, and the joy he pours into our hearts. Let us pray. O God of joy, Emmanuel, send your light into our hearts at this time. Help us be ready for the time of Christ's appearing. Fix our hearts and our minds upon those things you have done and those you have promised to do, that we may have the joy you have promised. As we worship you, strengthen us so that we may always do your will and bless you and the world you have made. In Jesus' name, amen.
So Reagan's going to play for us now.
Thank you.
we're not going to do a doxology with the offering today. So, Pat and Dale, when you're done, if you just wanted to bring them to the front, just stand on the front. That would be fantastic. Thank you. We're going to sing, as soon as the offering is brought up, Go Tell It on the Mountain. So if you can't see it on the screen, please just turn to page 138 in your hymn book. It's the brown hymn book in front of you. And as we're doing that, the young kids are going to be coming in.
I am so sorry. I didn't mean to make you wait. I was delayed by a situation beyond my control. It was wonderful. It was delightful. It was the strangest night of my life. Why? It might have been a miracle. My name is Pika. Welcome to Pika's Place. Some of my friends say I am a gossip. They say, "Here comes Pika, Bethlehem's town gossip." I'm not a gossip in a bad way. I just love to tell stories about my friends. I am best friends with Mary and Joseph. They're here in Bethlehem today, although they live in Galilee. That's why I'm late. I just saw a baby born. I had to write down every word in my journal scroll. Would you like me to share it with you? I see you are children of Bethlehem. It will be easy to tell my story because each of you can become a part of it. When I find you, come and stand in the stable. You will become part of his story. History, get it? It was a dark and stormy night. No, it was a bright and cheery night. No, it was a night like every other night. The stars were shining. The sheep were baaing. Can you guys baa like sheep? Baa like sheep? Good job, guys. That makes me feel like I am at home in Bethlehem. The children of Bethlehem were snoring. And my friend Mary was going to have a baby. So where's Mary? Can Mary come up here and stand with me? Mary. There you go. There you go. And my friend Joseph was very concerned about his new wife. There you go. Come stand over beside Mary. You're going to protect her. Ooh, there you go. Close. And where was Pekah? I was in Bethlehem waiting for my friends, Mary and Joseph. They traveled to Bethlehem to sign their name on a census, which is a strange government thingy to count people. I found them at the innkeeper's inn. I see you, innkeeper. Come stand over here. Look, cross your arms and look kind of mean. He's just kidding. This innkeeper is actually very nice. He didn't have a special hotel room for Mary and Joseph, but he gave them what he had, a stable filled with sweet-smelling hay where all the animals stayed. Okay, so can everybody moo like a cow and baa like a sheep? Make sounds like chickens? There you go. Okay. Now we sing a song. Okay. Now stand up. A nice picture. We see Mary and Joseph and the innkeeper. Everybody wave at me. Mary, Joseph, yes, hi. And me, Pekah. That's just beginning of his story. No baby yet, just hay in that there manger. Does anybody see a baby in that manger? Me either. Where is that baby? Well, just outside the town of Bethlehem, shepherds were abiding in the field, and that means hanging around the sheep field. And so I need shepherds. If you guys are shepherds, raise your hands and come stand over there. There you go. Yeah, good job. Go stand over there. Good job, buddy. Good job, shepherds. Now, the sheep were walking around munching on grass, and the shepherds were eating some sandwiches, trying not to fall asleep. Some angels of the Lord appeared to them. Okay, angels, come up here, guys. Here, right here, guys, right here. Jenny, here, guys. Hey, Jenny. Good job. Close enough. Okay, there must have been a bright light because the glory of the Lord shone around them. And I want to tell you, those shepherds were scared. And what did those angels of the Lord say? They said, do not be afraid. Okay, you guys, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Good job. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, that's Bethlehem, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths lying in a manger. You guys, let me say, okay, the baby will be lying in a manger, okay? One, two, three.
The baby will be lying in a manger.
And then suddenly, did you like that? Did I scare you? Sure scared the shepherds. They were terrified. Okay. Then the angels showed up, and they were all praising God, saying, glory to God in the highest. Now you guys say it really, really loud, okay? All you guys repeat after me, okay? Glory to God in the highest.
Glory to God in the highest.
And on earth.
And on earth.
Peace to men.
Peace to men.
On whom?
His, on whom?
His favor rests.
His favor rests.
Good job. And then, everybody say it with me, ready? And then, the angels disappeared and went back to heaven. Head out of here, angels. We won't make you go to heaven. Stand behind Mary and Joseph. Yeah, okay. And then the shepherds blinked their eyes at each other. Did they really see angels? They said, let's go to Bethlehem and see the thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So you guys say, let's go to Bethlehem. Okay. They didn't wait until morning. The shepherds hurried and found Mary and Joseph and... Good job. And the baby who was lying in the manger. Everybody say, ooh. Good job. The hay in the manger is filled with a miracle. The baby sent from God had arrived in the stable in Bethlehem. Hey, that's cool. The shepherds showed up. They saw the little family just like we see them now. They were so excited that they ran around town telling everyone they knew about the baby. They knew God had promised to send a Messiah to save all the people from their sins. It was time to shout, "The Messiah has arrived." Everybody shout, "Messiah has arrived." Okay. Look at Mary. Isn't she sweet? She's treasured up all these things and thought about them in her heart. The shepherds went back to their field and their sheep. Everybody bow. Sheep. Glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as the angels had told them. Angels, hey, you guys yell, "We told you so." You guys yell, "We told you so." And that's the end of his story. Do you believe that's the end of his story?
No.
I can't fool any of you. You are too smart. We still have a few children who can't wait to tell their part of his story.
Now we're going to sing our three wise men song, okay? Everybody stand up. All right, ready?
Three wise men, traveling far, see a bright star. They found the Savior in Bethlehem, they fell on their knees and worshipped him.
This story is getting good. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem village, a group of wise women showed up in Jerusalem from the east. Okay, you guys, come up here. Actually, before they got to the stable, they made a camel stop to ask around in case folks knew about the newborn king of the Jews. They said, "We saw a star in the eastern sky that signaled his birth. We're on a trip to worship him." Okay, wise women, you guys say, "Have you seen the baby king?
Have you seen the baby king?"
And let's not forget that beautiful star in the east. Where's my star? Come here. Good job. Come here, Brooke. The star shone down on the place where Jesus slept in the manger. Twinkle, twinkle, twinkle. Good job. They weren't wise women for nothing. They weren't tricked by wicked King Herod. No, where's my King Herod? Yeah. Everybody. No, word. Come here, go away. Okay, now you just stand over here and look really mean, okay? Look at them. You look really mean. Good job, buddy. He told them he wanted to worship the new little king. They set off on their camels and showed up in Bethlehem because the star showed up again and led them on until it hovered over the place where Jesus slept. They were in the right place. They had arrived at the right time. Boy, were they happy. You guys jump up right there and act happy. Yeah. The wise women walked into the place, and there was little Jesus sitting on his mother's lap. The wise women were so happy, they got right down on their knees and worshipped Jesus. Just get down on your knees. Good job. And they opened up their luggage and gave Jesus presents, like gold. I say, ooh, ooh. And frankincense. Ah. And myrrh. Ooh, ah. And the reason a baby boy needed presents like gold, frankincense, and myrrh, they were worth a whole lot of shekels. And that's money.
Okay, now everybody stand up and we're going to sing a song.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, wise men followed from afar. They found a boy of whom we sing, and gave him gifts fit for a king. They fell right down and gave a nod. Jesus was a gift from God.
Okay, good job, guys. And then, when the wise women went home, the same angels of the Lord showed up.
Okay, guys, yeah.
And the angels told Joseph to take Jesus and Mary and get out of town. The angels said Egypt would be a terrific place to hide from wicked King Herod. You just keep looking mean.
Good job.
And then, when Herod heard that the wise women tricked him and went home another way, you guys go sit down. He had a horrible temper tantrum.
So you have a big temper tantrum. Stomp your feet and stuff. Hey, Herod.
Good job. Herod never did find Jesus. And that's the end of his story. Do you believe that's the end of his story?
No!
You are right. The story of Jesus did not end in the hay in Bethlehem with shepherds and angels or even wise women and a star. The story of Jesus was just the beginning. Mary and Joseph loved Jesus very much, and they finally settled down in Nazareth. Jesus grew up in a big family of brothers and sisters and learned to be a carpenter with Joseph. When he was older, he started to teach everyone he met about the kingdom of God and how to get to heaven. There were evil people like old King Herod.
Still look mean.
And they were angry that Jesus was teaching about God, so they hatched a plan to nab him, kill him on a cross, and get rid of him. And that's the end of his story. Do you believe that's the end of his story? You are right. The story of Jesus did not end in the hay, and the story of Jesus did not end at the cross. Jesus did die on that rugged old cross. 3 days later, he rose up from the grave. He walked and talked to his friends, and lots of people saw him. Jesus was truly God's Son, the Messiah, our Savior. And that's the end of his story. Do you believe that's the end of his story?
No!
You are right. Jesus is still our Savior today. But that's a story we'll tell at Easter. And you have been wonderful storytellers. Thank you for letting me show you off and tell his story. Hey, a stable experience. There's one more thing you guys have to say.
Merry Christmas!
Okay, now we're going to sing another song.
Just wait, guys. Just wait. Here.
Okay, where's all our letters? Who has letters? There you go, Jenny.
Who's got letters?
You have to go get a letter. There you go. Hey, Carmen. Except you guys go stand. Oh, no, you're in the song. Jenny, stand up. Stand up, Jenny. Jenny. Jenny? Sorry. Sorry.
Gave us his son, and Jesus was his name.
J-E-S-U-S, 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 and Jesus was his name. Oh, the love gave us his son, and Jesus was his name. Oh, J-E-S-U-S, 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 and Jesus was his name. Oh.
Okay, guys, everybody come up here and hold hands. We're going to take a bow, okay? Come here. Yeah, everybody hold hands. We're going to take a bow. Hey, Carmen. Okay, ready? One, two, three. There you go. Good job, guys.
Join me in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for the coming of Christmas, just a few short days away. We thank you for our children who help us to see with joy, with anticipation, and help us to live our lives so that we can show what it means to follow you. We thank you most of all, Lord Jesus, that you gave us your Son who died for our sins. We are undeserving and we are grateful. Father, I just pray your blessing over all of those in this church today who are traveling, who are just walking home, who have things to go to or a relaxing afternoon. We pray that you will be with those who are hurting, those who are lonely. And we pray most of all, Lord, that all of us here will know your love and your peace. In your holy name, amen.
So just a couple thank yous from Andrea and I. I want to go first, though.
Sure.
Please sit down. This play would not have happened without Andy. And I know you didn't want me to say that. But she really is the one that brought this together, especially her, Chelsea, and Sharon. So a huge thank you for all of the work that they did.
This was such a team effort, so I really want to say a few thank yous today as well. Bruce put together this great set, and people put it up last night, so thank you very much for that, because it is just amazing to come here this morning and see that, so thank you. Also, the shepherds on the stage, Sharon and Chelsea, thank you guys very much for wrangling, that's awesome. It's been a really fun couple weeks of trying to work this out, so I thank you all for your help in that. And just for being patient with these little guys. I hope you learned something today about the birth of Jesus, even if it was that Herod was a really grumpy man. Thank you all. Am I missing anything?
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
So yeah, I think that's everything. All right, maybe we'll do it.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get Ian up to do a little benediction for us, and I think.
I just really wanted to say thank you to the Sunday school, to the youth, to the staff who look after them. Every person who was up here today in their own way were praising the Lord, and they were helping each and every one of us to raise our hearts and our spirits at this time of the year and to rejoice in the Christmas message. It was wonderful. And there was one of the characters on the stage here that reminded me of a very short little story of a young girl who had a part in the play at school. And she told her mum she had the most important part in the play. And her mum was impressed, and she was thinking, oh, she must be Mary or, you know, one of the leading roles. And when the time came round, mum went to the school, and out she comes onto the stage, and she was dressed like Brooke, and she had a big star. Just like Brooke, great big star. And when the wise men, when the shepherds came on, the big star brought the shepherds on. And when the wise men arrived, the star led the wise men in. And that was it. Apart from that, she just stood there. So when they were going home, Mum said to her, I thought you said you had the most important part in the play. She says, I did. It was me who brought everyone to Jesus. And that's our role. That's the message that we get from the play today, that it's our role to bring everybody to Jesus in our own best way. So a big thank you once again to the Sunday School, to the staff, to the youth. Thank you. Great job.
Thank you. I really want to catch. I am not musical in the slightest. So I thank you for Sue and Lori for bringing that up, for helping us with the music, because really, if it was up to me, it would be horrible. So thank you very much for that. So I missed that. I'm sorry.
Shall we just bow our heads? And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all and all whom we love this day and forevermore. Amen. I'm sure there's coffee waiting for us now.